And I'll officially launch the meeting. We're going to welcome everybody and call to order the special meeting of the Board of Trustees for the 10th and Main Public Infrastructure District this Friday, August 22nd, 2025 at 11:30 a.m. The meeting is being held here at the office of York Allen South Jordan. For purposes of our audio recording, let's do a quick roll call. My name is Tom Jolly and I'm District Counsel.
My name is Brandy Wasson and I'm a paralegal.
My name is Hannah Garrick-Badia, paralegal.
Amanda Castle, and I'm filling in for Brendan Campbell as District Accountant.
I'm Victor Kimball, and I'm the Chairman of the District.
Ryan Kimball, I'm the Secretary of the District.
And Justin Kimball, I forget title sometimes, is it Vice President?
Yes.
All right. Here.
See, Jade Peterson's here. Dave's going to try to get on. We're okay to do without him, right?
Yeah, we have a quorum of the board present.
Okay. He said he's good with, yeah, he's given me authority to act on his behalf. So I forget my title too. What is it, Justin?
You're a board member.
Board member. Okay.
Perfect. Thank you for the roll call, everybody. We're just going to follow our agenda that's been sent out. We do not have any preliminary action items, so let's move to our consent items. The first one is to approve the draft minutes of the board meeting, last board meeting, which was held on May 12th, 2025. Those minutes were part of the packet that was sent to you, the OneDrive. I'm just going to ask if you have any questions about the minutes.
I do not.
Okay, well, then do we have a motion to adopt the minutes of the May 12th, 2025 board meeting?
Well, I'll make that motion that we approve those minutes.
Thank you. Motion made by Vic Kimball. Do we have a second?
I'll second.
I'll second.
There you go.
We have a second by Justin Kimball. All in favor say aye or yes.
Yes.
Aye.
Yes.
Justin?
Yes.
Thank you. Motion passes by quorum of the board. Let's move to our second consent item. According to Brendan, there have been no requisitions requests made during Q2. So we're just going to go ahead and table the second consent item and move straight into our action item, which is to consider accepting the Q2 financial statements for calendar year 2025. Those were provided in the board packet as well. We do have Amanda Castle with Pinnacle here on the line with us. So I'm going to turn the time over to her to go over the financials with the board.
Perfect. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Can you all see the financials on the screen?
I can.
Okay, perfect. So we will go ahead and go through the financials as of June 30th, 2025. So on June 30th, the district had total assets of $8.9 million. Beyond this, $7 million in CIP, the remaining funds were in cash accounts associated with the bonds. We then had the liability for the bonds payable on that Series 2024 debt offset by fund equity. If we look at the general fund, you'll notice that we have received a small amount of interest income. And while we don't yet have any expenditures, there is a balance in the fund balance for working capital to help offset any costs the district has relative to administrative expenditures. The district also shows debt service interest income of just over $25,000. We did have a bond interest payment on June 1st, so you see that $192,000 relative to that payment. We then show the issuance of the debt and relative costs associated with said issuance in the other sources and uses, with a large amount being transferred to the capital projects fund for really the payment of those capital costs that you saw on the balance sheet. We have some funds remaining in the debt service fund, primarily associated with the required debt service reserve and capitalized interest to help offset the interest payments on that debt until such time that revenue is generated. And then finally, we've got the capital projects fund showing interest income of $10,000. And like I said, the relative capital outlay expenditures, there is a small amount of fund balance remaining there as well. But Brenda did want me to point out that while we had that $145,000 remaining as of June 30th, there was a final reimbursement request in July. So those funds have since been used. This is just the balance as of June 30th, 2025. If there are any questions on any of those items, I would be happy to answer them. If not, we're looking for a motion to accept the report.
Hey, Amanda, could we go back and just show how much more, how much interest we have, not interest, but reserve for debt payment? It's so small, I'm squinting to see it, but can you just highlight where that is?
Yeah, so on, I'm sorry, that's on my debt fund. Should be right here. So you have got here, you've got capitalized interest. Let me pull this up here. There we go. Okay. So as of June 30th, you had capitalized interest for the debt of $834,000. That's what we can utilize to help pay down those interest expenses for the district and ensure that the bond payments are made in compliance with the indenture.
And so we paid, did you say 160,000? So would that be down to that 751,000?
We paid 192,000, but that includes that payment. So that balance was higher, but we've since made, or we've made that bond payment. So that's where that balance stood as of 6/30. The 145,000 that I was speaking of was in your capital fund.
Yeah.
So you had remaining capital project funds of 145,000 as of June 30th, but those were paid in July.
Right. Yeah. I understand that. Okay. So we have about 751 left in reserve to pay debt payments.
You've got 830.
Okay, so the 192 came off of the one before. Okay.
Correct, exactly.
All right, All right. Thanks. Yep. Appreciate you going back and telling me.
No problem. Any other questions?
So I'd make a motion to approve.
Do we have a second?
Don't everyone speak at once.
Yeah, we're all scared to now. I'll second.
So the motion is made by Vic Kimball, second by Ryan Kimball. All in favor say aye or yes.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Yes.
Thank you. Motion passes by quorum of the board. Amanda, thank you for the explanation. Appreciate that.
You're welcome. Well,
that is our only action item for today. Let's move to our administrative non-action items. I don't have anything listed, so I'm just going to quickly open this up to the board to ask if there are any non-action items that the board wants to discuss today.
Tom, I do actually have one thing, if I may.
Okay.
Brendan said that we are waiting on signatures to finalize documents for state compliance. So he sent documents, well, they would have come from Jake Downing at our office. He sent those to Victor and Justin yesterday via DocuSign. We just need those back to bring the district in compliance. I will note that we worked with the state because while the district existed in 2025, there was no activity, but the state does want us to go ahead and file zeros. So on the document where you're attesting to the balances, you're just attesting that there was zero balance in 2024. That's really what we're looking for. So if you wouldn't mind signing those documents, then we can go ahead and get that filed and bring everything into compliance.
So Amanda, I've gone through all of my emails. I don't have any DocuSign.
Okay, I'll follow up with Jake on that piece and see.
Have you seen any, Justin? Fast.
Yeah, I did. And I thought I signed it yesterday. Well, I know I did sign
perfect.
It, but yeah.
And Brendan is out, so he may not have known that that came through, but that's great. Okay. So then, perfect. Victor, I'll have Jake Downing follow up again to make sure that we can get that over for you.
Okay, perfect.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you. Any other non-action items want to be discussed? Okay, well, then we can have a motion to adjourn.
I'll make that motion, Tom. We appreciate your time.
That was quick. That was quick, Vic.
Hey, I'm on it.
I'll second that.
We're getting better.
Thank you. Motion made by Victor Kimball, second by Ryan Kimball. All in favor, say aye or yes.
Aye.
Yes.
Thank you. Motion passes by quorum of the board. We stand adjourned. Great to see everybody. Have a nice weekend.
Likewise, you too. Thanks, Amanda.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.